Lima, Ohio, 10 miles from Uniopolis. My mother has always been a house, was always a housewife. She never worked out. And I've never had a babysitter.
Really?
Right.
Always with the family.
Always, right. And
you're not going to believe this. I don't think this has been recording the last few seconds. Good Lord. That's
a, well, it was meant to be. We'll go on.
All right. Okay. I'm going to start over one more time. I can't
believe
mercy. This. Lord have mercy, I'm Jack Earl. That's how we're going to start this recording in reality. So we're going to say that before we go through this one more time. Jay Malosh, Renwick Gallery, here in Lakeview, Ohio, at Jack's home and studio, June 19th, 2007, disc one. And Jack has already answered the big, easy question of when and where he was born.
Yes.
This is a
do I need
yeah,
to
this
repeat
is,
it?
Yeah. It's got to be your voice. It doesn't
okay.
count if it's mine.
I was born in a house. As opposed to a hospital.
That's right.
Right. And the house is gone, so now I was born in a field. near Uniopolis, Ohio.
On August?
What did I say before?
Second,
right.
1934?
Right.
And I now knew that Uniopolis is in the township, Union Township.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the metropolis of Union Township was Uniopolis.
That's right.
And you began to describe your childhood and family background, that your father was a welder?
Father was a welder, worked in a school bus factory.
Oh, wow.
And in Lima, Ohio.
In Lima, Ohio. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And my mother was a housewife all her life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you had two siblings.
Right. A brother and a sister.
And you?
Brother older, sister younger.
Sister, so you were in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was the neglected one.
I was the neglected one. I was the sandwich meat. I was the meat between the two slices of bread. And did your parents have any interest in the arts?
No.
But your father was a welder, so he used his hands and tools and making things, fixing things.
Well, he had a garage. Built the garage, and he had a shop in the garage,
mm-hmm.
so all the everything was there,
mm-hmm.
you know, the metal tools and the woodworking tools.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
if I wanted a gun, I would go to the garage and make one.
Really? Did you make a gun?
Oh yes. I was raised during the war,
right.
And so guns was central. And I've made lots of guns.
Wow! I don't think I ever met anybody
wooden
who made
guns.
A gun. Wooden guns,
mm-hmm.
and then would the barrel be the metal though?
No metal, just all wood.
Just all wood,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I actually made the guns the same way I work now.
Really?
I'd see a gun in photographed that I liked, and I would just make it larger
mm-hmm.
and copy the gun.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't changed.
I bet your guns have gotten a lot better, though.
Well, I made some nice guns. But, you know, when you're older, you know, your skills improve. So, yes.
Well, that's good.
What else?
Well, let's see.
Interest in art. Yes.
Yeah.
Our art was, Susan Roebuck art.
Yeah, I read that in the book that you said that if we could only read the book. In the interview with Lee Nordis.
Yeah, it was just decoration was whatever you know,
mm-hmm.
would buy
mm-hmm.
to decorate your house with
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
in the local stores.
Mm-hmm.
So, and one of the questions was, what did they encourage me in my art?
Mm-hmm.
They always gave me supplies.
Mm-hmm.
I always had whatever was available,
mm-hmm.
again,
mm-hmm.
and I always copied.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I was interested in art was because it was the only thing I could do.